in connection with the raids and ordered to apologize. I'm Kay McIntyre. Prairie Journal is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar since 1982.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's Weekend Edition Saturday. We'll have the latest news from NPR coming up at 7:01. The time is 7 o'clock.
Does deliver.
The summit ends Sunday and the U.S. assumes the group's rotating presidency. Kate Bartlett, NPR News, Johannesburg.
This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A suspect is in custody in an officer-related shooting in Baser. KNBC reports that the Kansas Bureau of Investigation is leading the investigation into the shooting last night near the high school where a football game was underway. The Baser-Linwood School District says the shooting had no connection to the game or to the school. Fans attending the game were urged to stay in the stadium for some time following the shooting. Kansas Senator Roger Marshall wants to replace the Affordable Care Act rather than extend subsidies for plans purchased through the Affordable Care Marketplace. The credits help more than 200,000 Kansans paid for health insurance, and they're set to expire next month. But Senator Marshall says the system is flawed. He wants to use the federal funds meant for those subsidies as individual health saving accounts instead.
Rather than give that money, or at least not all of it, to the big insurance companies, I want to give it to you, the consumer.
Experts say that will not lower insurance premiums, but it could help consumers with out-of-pocket costs. Disagreements over extending the shutdown were a major reason for the government shutdown. In sports, K-State fell to Nebraska last night, 86-85 in the annual Hall of Fame Classic Championship game in Kansas City. KU football team is in Ames in their final Big 12 road trip of the season. They'll play Iowa State at 11 o'clock this morning.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
Mostly clear skies, becoming mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 50s, light winds from the west. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little warmer with highs around 60 degrees. Under mostly clear skies, it's 39 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can stream both KPR1 and KPR2, as well as hear programs on demand. That's all at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Noto Arts and Entertainment District, located in North Topeka, offering art, live music, food, a wide variety of vendors, and more. Details at explorenoto.org.
Thinking about deep fat frying your turkey this Thanksgiving? Well, it can go terribly wrong. We'll hear that story from a North Carolina County demonstration coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. KPR's Big Band Christmas is coming. Mark your calendar for Saturday night, December 13th, and join us at Liberty Hall for some Yuletide favorites and some swinging Kansas City jazz with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. Last year, the show sold out, so get your tickets now. Available in person at Liberty Hall or at Ticketmaster.com. You can find out lots more about KPR's Big Band Christmas on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. And we'll hope to see you Saturday, December 13th at Liberty Hall.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the upper 50s. It's 41 in Emporia, 39 in Lawrence, 38 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Oh, this is NPR News.
The new mayor-elect of New York City, a Democratic socialist, got headlines around the world when he won. He's injected fresh optimism into progressive politics outside the United States.
The victory of Zohran Mamdani is a beacon of hope, not only in the U.S., but also for us in France.
Can Mamdani's victory help elect politicians beyond the five boroughs? That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
KPR's Community Spotlight is now accepting applications from local nonprofits who need help spreading awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, are you obsessed with true crime? Not my genre, but I know a lot of people love it. We'll hear from Charlie Shackleton. His newest documentary, Zodiac Killer Project, dissects some of the tropes of true crime documentaries. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. Next time on Prairie Journal, Las Madres, the story of three generations of Mexican-American women in Kansas.
These women made these incredible choices, had stamina, determination to get through all of these challenging times and to have a sense of nurturing their families and helping their communities.
Dennis Garcia is the author of Las Madres. He's my guest on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning on KPR1, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on KPR2.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art. Open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, noon to 5 p.m. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up here on KPR. The latest news from NPR, just about a minute and a half away. We'll have news from the KPR newsroom right after that. Immediately following Weekend Edition Saturday, stay with us for NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the upper 50s. It's 38 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Directly engaged in a relevant criminal investigation. The orders of victory for the small businesses, unions, and tax assistance nonprofit that brought the suit. It's unclear whether the administration will appeal. Jude Jaffe Block, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A crash involving three semi-tractors closed about 35 miles of the Kansas Turnpike for most of the day yesterday. According to Kansas Highway Patrol crash logs, the first semi was disabled in the median across two driving lanes and over the barrier wall of I-35 south of Emporia yesterday morning. The second semi crashed into the first and was struck by a third semi. The drivers of the second and third semis reported possible minor injuries. Local radio station KVOE reports that traffic was shut down in both directions for more than 12 hours following yesterday's crash. The demand for food assistance in Kansas and Missouri has not subsided after the federal government shutdown ended last week. The food bank Harvesters says requests for food assistance doubled for some of their agencies during the shutdown, and food is going out to pantries as fast as it's coming onto their shelves. Valerie Nicholson-Watson is Harvester's interim president and CEO. She says families were already stretched thin financially before the shutdown began.
Now they also have to start preparing for colder weather, higher utility bills. The cost of food, as we all know, has been rising, so that is a continuous stressor.
Staff say cash donations go further for the food bank, but canned goods are helpful to address immediate needs during supply chain delays. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Sony Pictures Classics with Nuremberg, a new thriller starring Russell Crowe, Rami Malek, and Michael Shannon about the historic post-World War II trial of Nazi official Hermann Göring, now playing in theaters.
Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 50s, light winds from the west. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 30s. And then for tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs around 60 degrees. Under mostly sunny skies, it's 39 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
You can also find out more about Good Shepherd on this week's Prairie Journal. I drove out to Manhattan, spent some time at Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice. We'll hear about that on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning on KPR1, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on KPR2. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, two J.S. Bach works that have not been heard in over 200 years. They got their premiere this week. We'll hear that story coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering customized photography sessions and packages to create artwork that captures light and emotion. Now in downtown Lawrence, information and portfolio at tcistudio.com.
We have a beautiful weekend in store. Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the upper 50s, light winds from the west. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs around 60 degrees. It's 37 and cloudy in Atchison, 46 in Chanute, 42 in Emporia, 38 in Manhattan, 39 degrees in Topeka, and here in Lawrence, it's 40 degrees. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Made in Cookware. Made in
your book, Family Feast, Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News. Join Aisha and me, Kay McIntyre, for Weekend Edition Sunday from 7 to 10 o'clock tomorrow morning here on Kansas Public Radio. Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, we are KPER 1, 91.5 in Lawrence, and KPER 2, 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Or you can tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming events, including Peppa Pig, My First Concert, plus Broadway shows of Kinky Boots and Chicago the Musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, Four Men in a Boat and a Grizzly Choice. We'll hear from Adam Cohen about his new book, Captain's Dinner, A Shipwreck, An Act of Cannibalism, and a Murder Trial That Changed Legal History. Might want to finish your breakfast first. That coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs around 60 degrees. It's 41 in Lawrence, 40 degrees in Topeka.
Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright.
Working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison, 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan, providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. Then stay with us for NPR's News Quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me. Coming up at 10 o'clock, 1 hour from now, here on Kansas Public Radio. Mostly sunny skies today. We're looking for highs in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow. Highs around 60 degrees. This is KPR.